This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
What you are about to watch is a continuation of the last week's episode, Happy Viewing.
Turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 12, verse 10.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
He heard a loud voice because God must reveal where his salvation is. I said God must reveal.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm not going to talk about salvation. So I'm saved. I'm saved. Saved from where? Is it from destruction? Is it from the vengeance of God? Like in days of Noah? So now the Bible is teaching and telling us, revealing to us, where that salvation is. Yes, it says now is salvation. Say that now.
Now is salvation.
See, that's time for everything, like I've said.
Yes.
Salvation has not been existing anywhere in the world. But now, as I speak, I am Olutomole.
Yes.
I am the Another Comforter.
Yes.
I'm out to tell you where to find your comfort. See, now is salvation. Yes.
And strength. And the kingdom of our God.
Yes, and strength. What do you mean by strength? It's so strength of the inner soul. Because everybody's afraid, everybody's timid. There's fear here, fear of this. But when you understand God's salvation, you have strength of the soul. Because you'll not be wandering anywhere or running at us together. Yes?
And the kingdom of our God.
He's talking about where you can find salvation. He said, and the kingdom of our God. Say that now.
And the kingdom of our God.
Yes, where God says his salvation abides. Yes.
And the power of his Christ.
And the power of his Christ. Write it down. I want you to write it down. It is the Bible revealing to us where what is meant by God's salvation. It's the Bible that is talking about where you can find God's salvation. And the Bible is not directing us to go and pray, but to go and fast. It says, salvation is come. So for you to know, the salvation we're talking about has come, and now is salvation. Then it said, and the kingdom of our God, which means the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth, is the very salvation which God has now established on earth.
Oh, yes.
I'm going in there.
Really?
I'm talking about God's salvation.
Yes.
I'm talking about God's salvation.
Oh, yes.
The God of heaven has provided it. He says, kingdom of God, it's kingdom of our God. Number two. And
the power of his Christ.
Power of his Christ. Praise God.
Our God reigns.
Now, let me explain to you, my people. So the kingdom of God is what you have been listening to the gospel of it, that it has descended. And I am the recipient. I'm the Son of Man. The another Son of Man taken to the highest heaven. Before the Ancient of Days, according to Daniel chapter 7:13,
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Verse 14, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed.
So it is not a question of who is going to heaven to bring down the kingdom.
Yes.
The Son of Man, the Olutomole.
Yes.
And this is the thing that has taken place right on earth. It's recorded in our vision book.
Yes.
On the month of June, 1989.
Yes.
It was lifted up. Led by the hand of an angel before the Ancient of Days, where I received seven divine laws and the Scepter of Fellowship on the 30th July 89. So the kingdom we talk about has descended. The story is to be revealed in the realm of prophecy.
Yes.
Or in the something that exists in the imagination of the human heart of man is now invisible, concrete reality. So if you want to be saved from all these catastrophic events that will commence on earth, come right now to the kingdom of God. That is the salvation, according to the scriptures.
Yes.
Then God says, and the power of his Christ. What is meant by that? Power of his Christ. What is the power of Christ? Do you want to know?
Yes.
This is explaining to you and taking you to the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 6.
Revelation 5 verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Now this is the power of his Christ.
Amen.
These are the seven spirits of Christ now from the throne that has been sent into all the world. To do what? To provide solace, comfort, protection, guidance to all generation of suffering believers, the Jew, the Christians, the Muslims, the Buddhists. This is the work of the seven spirits of God. That is the power of Christ and on earth now is the seven spirits sent to all the world.
Yes.
Can God read that?
Read
it. These two things are what you require for your salvation at this end time. There's no other thing.
Yes.
I take you to the scriptures. You must know.
Yes.
The Bible says God is a stronghold.
Yes.
In time of trouble. Where is that stronghold? That's what I'm saying. It's not just quoting the Bible. Where is that stronghold? Where is it located? The Bible in Revelation says, in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns.
Yes.
We are saved already.
Yeah.
Now the truth has come to you.
Yes.
Well, and you know, you see, this kingdom of God was not set it up in Spain or in South Korea. Yeah, on America, but on the soil of Black Africa,
Hallelujah.
Nigeria, the most populous nation in Black Africa. Here you have the kingdom of God. I am the king and the ruler. I am the recipient of your kingdom. You find the agent of the scepter of flesh in my hand. Right. Christ has promised all that. Revelation chapter 2:26. Christ has promised all that. I just wanted to come to the knowledge of all the truth you need.
Revelation 2:26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations.
He will give somebody, not Jesus again.
No.
He's going to give somebody what?
Powers over the nations.
Rulership over all the nations. I am over the universe.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I say I'm over the universe.
Oh, yes.
Read the Bible and listen to what I'm saying. Yes.
27. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
You see, as Christ has received this authority, but like I've said, he did not accomplish it on earth.
Oh,
yes. He has ascended.
Yes.
Fulfilling. But he has now sent, you see, the restorer, the annular comforter,
yes,
the successor.
Yes.
Yes. You see, to accomplish that, you see, as I have received. So he's talking about somebody.
Mm.
So you don't have to been searching for that somebody. I'm to blame myself. I am that somebody.
Yes.
I am that somebody.
Yes.
You have. See, this is the script of Ayo. That is to destroy all sinfulness in people's life.
Amen.
As many that to be my voice and come to the kingdom, they'll be pushed of all out of sinfulness. Right now, what I'm saying is that you have need of God's salvation.
Yes.
And the Bible has spotted to you where that for that stronghold, like it was in the days of Noah. What is repeating what he has done in past generation. So the salvation we talk about is the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ, now combined, given unto you tomorrow. So this salvation is the ark of salvation. It's the place of refuge.
Yes.
Which God has put in place on earth now for the preservation of as many that come within the range of my activity.
Yes.
The throne is no longer what we want to seek here and there. It's come. I am the receiver, just as Peter the fisherman was given the controllership of the Church of Christ. It says, I give unto you keys to the kingdom. But now, it's not keys of the kingdom of heaven, it's keys of the kingdom of what? On earth. Praise God.
Goodness.
If you want to be, if you desire to be saved from all this calamity that has descended upon the earth, from all this fearful judgment of God, from all this pandemic and all that, great time ones are coming.
Mm.
Now when Christ says there will be great tribulation, and said that has not been, he never provided a place of refuge. So today everybody run here and there. But God is fulfilling his promise, rest his spirit, that he will establish his kingdom according to revelation. And that kingdom is not to operate in isolation.
Yes.
As given the rulership, the kingship, the power for rulership to me. Praise God.
Our God reigneth.
Now, we want you to understand. It's no storytelling. I've never told a story in my life. I can't talk about great events that have faded into the remote history. I'm talking about what has to do with our situation. We are of this generation, this last generation. So we must know who to seek.
Yes.
And who to seek.
Yes.
I finish you. I want you all to follow me.
Okay.
For I am the possessor of the keys of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Follow me on the embodiment of the seven spirits of God Christ sent to the world.
Yes.
Because seven spirits must operate through somebody.
Yes.
To restore things and to transform our evil society.
Yes.
Then I'll stop here.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.